Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and let's say hello to Alexia Koritz and Marlene Moxness. Alexia, you wrote your law school admission essay on competitive eating?
Yes, I did.
What? Is that amazing? And did you get in?
Yes, I did.
All right. What does competitive eating have to do with the law?
Sure. So the prompt was to write 250 words on any subject of your choosing. So competitive eating.
Okay, so you wrote about your...
I argued that competitive eating was a sport.
Yes.
Operating from first principles is what is a sport?
Competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's rules.
There's rules.
There's training.
Tons of training.
Mm-hmm. It's competitive eating is shown on ESPN.
It is.
It's indicative of a sport.
End of essay. Period. Done.
And now I'm a lawyer.
Marlene, you're joining us from Boston?
Yes.
Nice to have you.
Thank you.
You teach math and science to high school students.
I do.
Thanks to that. Now, you are the, I don't understand this, you'll have to explain, the Iron Chef of the school lunch.
Yes. I work in a public school, and so obviously our lunches are delicious and nutritionally balanced.
TM, yes.
And we get all the leftovers, and it feels weird to just throw quasi-perfectly good food away. And so we try and transform it into other more delicious, hopefully edible things.
Blech.
Yeah. Some days are better than others.
All right, this game is called... Every end is a new beginning. And you can tell that is something that you would hear from a puzzle guru, because they're always throwing out little bits of wisdom.
Well, right, most of our mantras are really like palindromes, like a man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
That's your mantra?
When I'm in Panama.
When you're in Panama. For those specific times. All right, well, we're going to turn to our second spiritual leader, Jonathan Colton, to run this game.
Yes, the answer is within you. In this game, we are going to ask you to give us a word that appears in two common phrases. It is the last word of one phrase and the first of the other. So, non-spiritual guru Art Chung, will you give us an example?
Sure. If you were in Panama and I said log fever, you would answer cabin, because it completes two phrases, log cabin and cabin fever.
I see what you did there.
There you go.
To be clear, don't be thrown by the Panama thing. Nothing to do with it. So we are looking for that single word that appears at the end of one phrase, the beginning of another. When you ring in, tell us the word and the two phrases they form, and you can feel free to talk it out. Okay. Poison league. Alexia.
Ivy. Poison,
that's right.
Ivy, Ivy League.
Poison, Ivy, and Ivy League. Elbow monkey. Marlene.
Elbow grease monkey.
That's right, grease, right in the middle. Between elbow and monkey lies grease.
Slides better.
So the elbow slides around on the monkey? Huh.
Walking ringer. Marlene.
Walking dead ringer.
That's right. Party magnetism. I have this. Marlene.
Animal.
That's right. Party animal, animal magnetism. Hot cross of steel. Alexia.
Buns.
Buns is correct. Bite the bunny. Alexia.
Bullet.
Well, I'm curious to know what the phrases are.
Not suitable for radio.
Fair enough. Marlene, do you have a guess?
Now I'm just thinking about master building again. But...
Yeah.
I think it's dust bunny, right?
It is, yes.
Bite the dust bunny.
Bite the dust and dust bunny. You got it. French cousins. Marlene.
Now I feel weird that I know this, but French kissing cousins.
That's right. French kissing and kissing cousins. Yeah. This is your last clue. Whole ball of poetic. Alexia.
Wax.
Wax is correct. Archung, how'd we do?
It was a close game, but Marlene is our winner.
All right. Thanks, Marlene. We'll see you again at our Ask Me One More final round.